This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A U.S. surprise attack has wiped out three of Iran's major nuclear facilities. President Trump addressing the nation Saturday night from the White House.
There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight. Not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago.
Trump telling the American people that Iran no longer has the nuclear capabilities it possessed just hours before. He then called on Iran to make peace with Israel and the U.S.
This cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
But as ABC's Martha Raddatz tells us, peace may not be the first thing on Iran's leaders' minds.
And we brace for possible retaliation. Certainly Iran has suffered great loss, but they are perfectly capable of going after U.S. troops, and there are 40,000 of them in the region.
This is ABC News. Pro-Palestinian activist and Columbia graduate student Mahmoud Khalil reuniting with his family Saturday afternoon, arriving at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey after a federal judge ordered his release from an ICE detention center in Louisiana. The Syrian-born refugee saying he'll continue to advocate for Palestinian human rights.
The fight is far from over. The genocide is still happening in Gaza. Israel is still waging a full war against Palestinian across Palestine.
Khalil was detained on March 8th at his apartment building in Manhattan after the Trump administration accused him of being a national security threat for his participation in the pro-Palestinian demonstrations happening there. Calling it arbitrary and capricious and contrary to law, federal judge in Boston blocked President Trump's administration from making drastic cuts to research funding provided by the National Science Foundation, would have stripped universities of tens of millions of dollars in research funding. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm not afraid to die.
great songs from Cat and the Hurricane. We start every hour with our double dip of local sounds, and we did it with Cat and that Hurricane. Why? Because they just cleaned up at the Mama Awards. Look, they took home five different categories. Catch up with the Mama's news by going to themamas.org. And that smart calculator that you have in that pocket of yours will take you there. The new car smells of the brand new Atwood Music Hall, who hosted this year's Mamas, is powered in this half hour by Turtle Island Dispensary. The Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and even those wonderful rose bath bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship right to your door at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Mr. Newski is live at the UW campus here on 7-4. This is brand new music you can't get anywhere else on any of those electronic sites. You have to go just to a special Bandcamp page. Learn more about that whole story by going to Terry Barr's interview with him on our podcast page. This is Bitter End of Beginning on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine, I'm in between love. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning, the beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end. Started on the bitter end of the beginning, the beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning, the beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning, the beginning. Nothing really matters, and it's only getting better. Started on the bitter end of the beginning, the beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning, the beginning. Nothing really matters, then it's only getting better if you think it is.
We'll be right back.
Newski and then Bing Bong in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You can catch Bing Bong 7-4 at the Monona Community Fest or at the High Noon Saloon on 7-18. Both great shows, one indoors, one outdoors. I might go to both. Speaking of great live stuff, Eddie Berth is live at Atwood Avenue on 726 at the Chocolate Shoppy or on 716 in Sun Prairie. No pen, no paper, don't panic. Follow along Max Inc. Radio on the social media things, and just like that, we'll keep you in the loops of what's going on. Here is Smoke From Your Gun on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and his blood. You're too quick to ignore, but that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. All about that bottle.
This is hour number two, and we're moving right along. In fact, right along into our last break in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We do it with Armchair Boogie, who is live on 627 at the Blue Ox Music Fest in Eau Claire, and then 629 in Fond du Lac. This is All My Friends on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. feel to find myself atop of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens, and they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. Oh, to do that to myself, why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to roll and love their way home. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Sell me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner and buy my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. All my friends told me to do it.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. Fox Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Let's do it.
Local sounds on Max Inc. Radio, the Geology Club, and then VO5, who I'm going to see next at Atwood Fest in July. Check out the amazing lineup at atwoodfest.com. All these local artists who are crammed into 2 hours thanks to this local sponsor, Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison and provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing, they have it all. Find them at Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. They do it all at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Fat Function now on Max Inc. Radio, who's also getting to be at Atwood Fest. See what we did there? Two in a row. We'll be right back. That was Sweatbox and Fat Function on Max Inc. Radio, another Atwood Fest feature artist. And I was thinking, why don't we do two in a row? Both on Saturday, 7/16. Next, we have Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
In my eyes, you're like a perfect flower with the poisonous down of barbed wire. You're wrapped around my reason. I'm paralyzed, but gratified. In my mind, I've tried to justify the lack of my defense, but over time I disconnect my feelings until everything inside is as cold as ice.
That was Avengers Assembled on Max Inc. Radio, the After Hours show. We're going to leave you this week with M. Shays. They did an amazing job at the MAM Awards last week. This is In the Middle of Now on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time. Hey, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. There is now confirmation from Iranian state media that the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear sites. This following President Trump's Saturday night address to the American people.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
Calling on Iran to end its terror campaign.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
In an address to his nation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanking President Trump for his decision to strike.
His leadership today has created a pivot of history that can help lead the Middle East and beyond to a future of prosperity and peace.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth set to speak from the Pentagon about the attack at 8 a.m. Eastern. This is ABC News.